Romans 10 is a chapter that really drives me. I have the privilege of serving as chair of Through Faith Missions. When I was first involved with Through Faith Missions, I was in my 20s. I had hair. I went on a mission and really... yeah, I encountered God in such a powerful way. Romans chapter 10. I want to first pay tribute, actually, to my predecessor, George Martin. George is a very hard act to follow. I think George has done something like 21 missions or something, and I've done about 9. And George has stood in faith in times of financial crisis for TFM. George, please stand up. Let's just bless you. I also want to pay tribute to Daniel, but actually also to the cousin's family. Daniel has spent so long away on so many missions, and we owe the cousin's family a debt of thanks for that. We had the privilege of hearing Daniel this morning, and Daniel is a very hard act to follow. But in gratitude for his service to us, we do need to be able to allow Daniel to enjoy his retirement and to enjoy his time with Jilly. So there is a sense in which, although Daniel is a part of our hearts, he's led his thousands and his tens of thousands to the Lord. He is in the heart of so many Christians, and he will always be a central part of the TFM family. But there is a sense in which we need to release him from that. And it is not realistic to expect Richard, our leader now, to be a clone of Daniel. That's not it. And we are at a stage, I said I was in my 20s when I became involved, and I don't see many of us here. I know we all think we're in our 20s, but we're not. And actually, that's not right. TFM does need to move into new things. But I come back to Romans 10. I want to ask you, as the people that pray and lift TFM up to the Lord, that means you, through the Holy Spirit, hear from the Lord for TFM. I need that feedback. The trustees need that feedback. I want to know if we're heading in what the Lord tells you is the right direction or not. Because the world is different. We need to serve the Lord in that, and I need to know if what we're doing is the right thing and the right direction. So I am very open to your feedback. Please, the office have permission to give you my contact details if you need to contact me or just ask me. I really want to hear from you, and I have to rush off at lunchtime, but I am anxious to hear from everybody about the way TFM is going. I want to also say thank you to David Baslington, who has done a very good job in looking after TFM, and I've been very grateful coming into the chair for his assistance and help. So thank you, David, for that too. We need your prayers and we need your help. Oh, and also, for those of you who know that Paula Shee is on a mission today in her parish, so she'd be out there in the community now, otherwise she'd be here with us today. So please do pray for her. Thank you.